405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday. We got a lot of stuff that we are dealing with. There's no question about that. A brand new chief administrative officer for the city of Richmond. Well, that's exciting. Well, what are his qualifications? Well, he's most famous for making sure that the mayor and the city council in Atlanta, where he's been, did not get investigated by the inspector general. Huh. Well, didn't they already do that in the city of Richmond? Didn't we already fire the inspector general? What exactly do you think is being hidden? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Seriously, what is being hidden at the city of Richmond? I mean, we see such gross incompetence on a regular basis that the mind just boggles at the stuff they're trying to cover up. And the mayor, as we know, has been there for a while. He can't play the, yeah, I'm the new guy, I don't know how anything works at this point. At this point, really, Mr. Mayor, you've just got to, you got to be responsible. And how does that become the best person possible for the job? I don't know. I mean, I really don't. I don't know. I guess we're all going to see at some point. But it just seems so crazy that that's what we get. And that's what we continually get. In addition to that, William Burnett, who is running for sheriff, last chance to save the Richmond City Sheriff's Office, I'm telling you right now. Running, doing his best. I understand his sister just passed away. I mean, it's not an easy time for this guy. And 50 of his signs were stolen. I guess over the weekend. Somebody sent me the video. We had a little thing on Facebook. I missed it, and then somebody else sent it to me. I thought, oh my gosh, here we go again. Here we go again. That we have this situation where there's clearly an organized effort. There's no nice way to say it, so I'm going to stop trying to come up with a nice way to say it. There's clearly a very organized effort to destroy his campaign by removing his signs. Now, I hope, because I know he's been out there campaigning the old-fashioned way, going door-to-door and meeting with people and talking about things and the rest of it, but gosh, I wonder who could possibly be interested in having his signs removed. You tell me. Who is it that would want to have his signs removed? You want to take a listen to some of the insanity on this? Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. First, let me give you Channel 7 out of L.A. This is one of their local newsreaders, apparently venturing into the area where he gets to tell you exactly what he believes. And he can expose for you just what useful idiots so many of these people are, such dupes. Take a listen to cut number one.
Large group of people, it could turn very volatile if you move law enforcement in there in the wrong way and turn what is just a bunch of people having fun watching cars burn into a massive multimedia confrontation and altercation between officers and demonstrators.
Yeah, demonstrators. I think technically they're arsonists, Mr. Newsreader, but okay. Now let me give you a little piece of Mr. Potato Head, Brian Steltler. He's back. He was such an embarrassment to CNN, and you're thinking there's no such thing. Yeah, he was. It was such an embarrassment, such a disappointment, such an epic failure at CNN. They actually benched him for a while. They kicked him off the air. And I guess in retrospect, they thought, well, at least he's not like that other idiot we have who was busy, Jeffrey Zumentubin, who during that, it was a Zoom call, right? He was Zooming during the Zoom call. And apparently forgot he had his camera on and must have been pointed in a southerly direction. And then everybody knew what a degenerate he was. So anyway, but Brian Steltler's back. Of course, he has an opinion on this. Let's take a listen. Cut number four.
That's right. I was in Newark earlier this evening. That's where the president is right now. He's cage side at a UFC fight. This is the popular mixed martial arts phenomenon. This is the second time he's been to a UFC fight since taking office again. He also attended one at Madison Square Garden last fall. So this is one of the president's favorite sports. It's a combat sport. It's, of course, all about fighting. It's incredibly violent, also incredibly popular. It gets a lot of money for his friend Dana White, who runs the UFC. And the parallelism here, the symbolism is so striking. The president was at his golf club in Bedminster earlier today, maybe watching pictures of the very scattered, very isolated episodes of unrest around Los Angeles. And then on the way to this UFC match, we learn about this order for the National Guard. So you have him attending a fight on the East Coast while potentially stoking a fight on the West Coast and citing what he calls riots and looters, even though from all that we've seen from the visual evidence, what has happened has been very sporadic. You know, it is notable, right, how Trump has been very present about this on social media this evening, posting on Truth Social, posting on X, literally interspersing images of him walking out of the UFC fight with his messaging about California. And so that's going to give even more grist to critics who say he is trying to stoke conflict, trying to cause actual fighting on the West Coast, Brian.
Oh, is that what's going on, Mr. Potato Head? Oh! First of all, do you not love it when Brian Steltler, who's like the poster child for Beta Boys, is he not? Well, come on now. Who are we kidding? You can see him sitting somewhere in his jammies. He's going to explain to us what UFC is. And then he's going to lecture us. Yeah, what a terrible thing. Well, UFC is this thing where really tough guys, you know, really, they're like really tough guys. And they're not tough like me, because I'm not really tough. But, you know, the really tough guys go, well, they beat each other up. And then people are cheering. It's not right. You know, they should sit around and oh, God. Could you imagine? I mean, really. I was thinking for a second, could you imagine being married to him? And then I thought, well, no. There's nobody on planet Earth that could imagine being married to him. If you're a woman. And I don't want you to take it the wrong way, but I'm interested in your opinion. No, I am. Now, let me explain this to you. James River Air text line is available, but I only want to hear from ladies. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. How desperate would you need to be to date Brian Steltler? Would you not have to be an unmarried woman in her 90s? With oxygen tanks on the edge of entering into the great beyond before you would even consider giving him your phone number? I get not everybody in the female world is as, you know, gorgeous and smart and talented as my wife. I get it. Not everybody can be my bride. And I'm not exactly Jimmy Galliano. I'm not ripped. Well, I'll tell you what, though. I'm not Brian Steltler. Seriously, ladies, hit me up. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Would you ever even consider dating Brian Steltler? If you were single, you were looking. Do I have to be fair here, Jer? All right, I'll be fair. Look, you know, John Reed is a friend of mine. I don't know if you know this. John is gay. No, it's true. I know that people weren't aware. Anyway, but okay, so let's say you're gay. Would you consider dating Brian Steltler? 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. That's the James River Air text line. You feel free to text me your answers. I am very, very curious about that. I also want to tell you, 5:20 this afternoon, I've got tickets for you. The Artemis Pyle Band is coming to the Beacon Theater Friday, June the 13th. That is this Friday. And by the way, I will not be here this Friday. So we're going to give away the tickets at 5:20 this afternoon. He's the original member surviving member of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
So it's going to be one hell of a show, tell you that. But your chance to win those tickets, I will make it nice and easy, 5:20 this afternoon. We've got Carl Carlson joining us in a little bit. We'll talk about where the economy is. I just got statements from Fidelity today, and I didn't open them yet. So they are actually sitting here next to me because I just went out to the mailbox. I'm going to ask Carl if I should or should not open them on the air, and I'll wait to hear what he says. It is, and we'll do that at 4:35. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Ooh, look, there's a Buick on fire. Oh, it's great, it's great. Are we only burning domestic vehicles in L.A., or are we going to deal with the imports? Ooh, wait a minute. I just thought of the biggest problem that these nitwits are going to have out there. Do they or do they not burn Teslas? God, it was so easy for a couple of months, right? For 100 days or so, they knew that Elon Musk was their enemy because he got along with the president. So, yeah, go burn a Tesla is what they were saying to each other. But now Elon and Donald are like they've each updated their Facebook relationship status to it's complicated. So I don't know. Well, I want to burn a Tesla, but I don't know if I should burn a Tesla. Well, here's the first question you need to ask. Is it your Tesla? If the answer is yes, then feel free to burn it. If the answer is no, you can't burn a Tesla. Let me share with you some of the texts coming in here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I just want to know, as I look at and listen to Brian Steltler, Mr. Potato Head, and I'm thinking he is like the poster child for the beta boy community. 804 says, Jeff, for real, I was listening to him, and I thought that was Rachel Maddow's voice. So, no, I would never date him. That's Amy in the 804. Okay. Jan and Ashlyn texts in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, I would have to be a zombie corpse to even give Brian Steltler a second glance. 804, Jeff, as a semi-retired 64-year-old widow, I'd have to be dead, Mrs. Potato Head, to even think about marrying Brian Steltler. Wow. Oh, wait. Now this one, Ann from RVA says, Jeff, I would have to be dead to consider Brian Steltler, case closed. But here's the winner. I'm telling you, you always have to have a winner when you take a look at the texts, right? 804 says, I'd date Brian Steltler before you, potbelly Jew boy. Now, I wasn't entirely sure. Germ, do me a favor. Go to the James River Air text line, please, 833-804-1140. And you can see the one I'm talking about. It says, I date him before you, potbelly Jew boy. Is that person describing themselves as a potbelly Jew boy? In other words, is he missing or is she missing punctuation? I date him before you, comma, sincerely, hugs and kisses, potbelly Jew boy, or is he or she saying, I would date Brian Steltler before you potbelly Jew boy? I don't know what to tell you with the Jew boy line, but I can tell you this, that whole potbelly thing, it's just not accurate now. I weigh less now than I have since I was in junior high school. That's how long ago it was that I was in junior high school. We didn't have middle school. Nobody called it middle school. Junior high school. So I now weigh less than I did at any point in my life going back to junior high school. So I don't know. I date him before you, potbelly Jew boy. All right, listen, do me a favor. Just send the same text, but use some punctuation this time so I know exactly what it is that you are trying to say. 4:27, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 436, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Hey, Germ, do me a favor. Let Charles Pyle know about the theft of signs. William Burnett for Sheriff signs, 50 of them stolen. As he and Gary and Sarah are covering the upcoming election in the city of Richmond, that's probably something they want to be aware of. And if he needs the contact info for William, I think we can happily provide that. But that's a big story, that this is the second time at least that so many signs supporting William Burnett for Sheriff have disappeared mysteriously. And signs for his opponent have not disappeared. Things that make you say, Monday afternoons, I get the chance to chat with a friend who also happens to be my financial advisor, financial planner. Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial every week joins us, has some great insight, great analysis. And this is no exception. But I, about an hour ago, went to the mailbox and I have in my hot little hands two envelopes from Fidelity Investments, and I don't know whether I should or should not open them. If Carl says yes, I'll open them on the air. Carl, good afternoon.
The answer is yes.
Yes? Okay. All right. People think I'm joking.
The market is back up.
All right. And does this cover the market today? Is it today's market? Let me see. Hang on a second. Hold on, because I know they... Oh, okay. That was a good one to open. Excellent. All right, I'm going to open the second one. If this second one has a certain number on it, Carl, this will be the last time you and I speak on the air because this will be the final moments of my show. Whoa, baby. Wow. Okay, now people, I'm not going to post the numbers, but it's up 10%, Carl. That's like real money.
Yeah, that's good. That's nice.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, you just talk about whatever the heck you want to talk about, because I'm I'm going to be going to that vacation website and seeing what's out there.
That's right. Hey, that's something I want to talk about, Jeff.
Okay. Well, let's do it, man. Let's talk about some of this stuff.
During volatile times, yeah, when the market, stock market, is down and up, up and down and up and down a lot, you get some nice jumps up to, and when the market hits, we're near an all-time high again, and when it hits those numbers, that creates an opportunity to peel off some of that excess money that someone's made, and then that's money they can set aside, and now it can't go back down if the market drops again. And that may be for, maybe you've got a child that's going to get married and you have a wedding expense coming up in 6 months or a year or even a year and a half. It just feels good to get that, taking some of those profits off the table. Now you have them where you need them, or a vehicle that you're going to need to replace, maybe even for that vacation. But,
well,
yeah.
You are
but it's a great
on.
Opportunity.
Yeah.
And when the market was down not that long ago and taking big dips, you know, I was saying what you got to do, you have to stay in. That's not a time to sell. But now, and especially if you were freaking out when the market was down quite a bit and it had a big, quick drop, and if that really, really bothered you, well, now is also an opportunity to reposition, meaning sell some of the stuff now while it's up, and then move it over to something safe that can't go down. And you're instead of maybe being 60% in stocks and 40% in something safe, you're going to switch it, sell 10% of those stocks, and now you're going to be 50% stocks and 50% safe,
right,
or even 40% stocks and 60% safe. So when the next big drop hits, it won't bother you as much. So you have to take and assess how you felt during that time period.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was very stressful for you, then now is the time to start repositioning that. And that's why you always, when you're going through things like that, you want to be using a financial advisor that's going to help direct you in the right direction at the right time, build the plan ahead of time so you can execute at the right moments in the market. And now is one of those moments. Sometimes they don't stick around long.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how did I react during the dip? I don't know. I was on Amazon looking at cases of razor blades and thinking, well, I'm only going to need one or two. That'll be fine. Don't worry about it. But now I'm going to say this in front of everybody. That what I just opened is Julia's bedroom that we are doing this summer. We had planned to do it. We are doing it. We're working with a contractor, Dave Mangano, over at the Damn Fine Carpentry, blah, blah, blah. And I know what numbers are going to be. I look at that today, and it was like a sigh of relief going, oh, yeah, my princess is getting her bedroom.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
It's great. It's great. Now, what about other people? Because, you know, there are other people besides the two of us. I know it sounds crazy, but there are. And there are still people I know who do not have a financial advisor. What are they asking you? Are they reaching out for a little advice anyway?
So, yeah, they should do that. You know, the thing I would say is, and it's not just a financial advisor.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to reach out to just any financial advisor. Right. You want to really, I would say first you want to pick the right firm.
Sure.
Financial advisory firm, because financial advisors can retire. I had a new client the other day whose financial advisor got killed in a motorcycle accident.
Oh.
So advisor, you don't want to be all focused on the advisor. You want to be picking the right firm.
Gotcha.
And to me, the firm that you want to pick is one that will give you good returns and good performance on your growth money.
Right.
And very, very few firms do that.
Huh.
They want to get all diversified and lukewarm. So when the market swings, the client doesn't swing very much. And then that way they don't get mad and leave. But it's not good for the client.
Right.
I'm going to tell you, hey, volatility up and down is okay. It's opportunistic. There's times we can take advantage of it to finish off Julia's bedroom.
That's right.
And so don't be worried about volatility, and understand that's a much different thing than risk. And most all these firms say that they equate the volatility and the risk. And I would say, you know, Apple stock, Microsoft stock are not that risky, mm-hmm. but they dipped just as much as everything else when the market dropped, and they came back just as much. So they're volatile,
yep,
but they're not that risky. And if you get that equation right with the right positions, your growth money is going to really bless your future for you and your family.
I love that.
Get the right firm.
Yeah. Let me remind everybody, Carl Carlson is joining us from Carlson Financial. 844-CARLSON is the number over there, 844-CARLSON. Now, Carl happens to be my advisor and my planner and my expert and guy I go to. Part of your job, I realize, Carl, was education, because I was exactly one of those folks a number of years ago. I thought that volatility equaled risk, and I was petrified and terrified. And again, for us, for Heidi and myself, it really is all about Julia. Are we going to do something stupid or wrong, and it's going to mess with her long after we're gone? And you and the team at Carlson Financial, again, educated us this difference between risk and volatility. And you just mentioned it, opportunistic. Man, the market during these things provides opportunities.
Yes, yes, it does. Yep.
Tell me where you start looking for those opportunities.
From what standpoint do you mean?
Well, somebody who's just sitting on the sideline and thinking, well, maybe I should call Carl. Maybe I should have a financial advisor. Maybe I should just, you know what I mean?
Tell them where to start looking.
Yeah.
CarlsonFinancial.com.
There you go.
Or 844-CARLSON. I thought you were asking me what stocks I was starting to look for, and my mind was starting to go from stock to stock to stock. But then you straightened me out.
I did straighten you out. Yeah, that's what we call technically in the business an underhanded pitch, but it's okay.
But
But now that you raise the question, are there any particular sectors you're looking at? Because I know you're big on tech, and we all
I love tech still. And but the right tech, and they're really the ones that I like, are the ones that get, that are big companies, so they carry a bit. They're not as risky.
Right.
And they're going to benefit a lot from AI.
Okay.
You know, this robotic stuff and this AI that's coming,
yep.
It's going to come fairly quickly, and it's going to make a lot of these big companies, their value is going to go way up, and we're going to see some awesome benefits on that over the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years. It's going to be really good, so you want to get positioned right to take advantage of that.
And I am positioned right, am I not?
Yes, you are.
Thank you. That's all I needed to know. All I needed to know. Again, you know, I'm gonna glue these envelopes back together so that when Heidi gets home, she can open them, and I want to see her face as well.
Julia's new bedroom.
Exactly. And you know, there's probably a couple of extra pairs of new Spirit or Easy Spirit or whatever the heck she's been stocking up on. All right, Carl. Here's the windup, and again, the underhanded pitch to you, my friend Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. How do they get in touch with you?
844-CARLSON or carlsonfinancial.com.
I love it. You're a great guy, my friend. I appreciate you being here. That is Carl Carlson, Carlson Financial, carlsonfinancial.com, 844-CARLSON. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. .451, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. What do you think about going in on some property out there in L.A.? Well, I'm just curious. What do you think? I mean, a good time, right? Good time? Maybe? Maybe not? I'm absolutely amazed. Amazed on so many different levels to look at, read, listen to folks who are telling me everything is just fine. Don't believe your lying eyes. No, we know that you see cars on fire, property on fire. We know that you're watching video of people rallying on behalf of criminals and attempting to hurt current federal law enforcement officers, But yeah, it's context, Jeff. You have to know the context. Well, what is the context? What is it that I'm missing? I don't know how to break it to you. I'm not missing anything on this one. God, I wish I were. I really do. I wonder, should they or should they not arrest Gavin Newsom? Tom Homan, I don't know if I sent that to you, Jerm. If I did, great. If not, maybe you can find it. But Tom Homan has this whole piece. Oh, I did. We'll get to the 5 o'clock hour. Gavin Newsom, by the way, is the one who started this whole, hey, they're going to arrest me thing. Nobody had floated that idea. It was Gavin Newsom. Why? Because he's like a crack addict. He, however, is addicted to coverage, news media coverage. So he will say or do anything to be covered in the media. So this is his latest, they're going to lock me up. Nobody had floated that idea. But Tom Homan said, well, you know, if you are in fact interfering with the performance of these federal law enforcement agents doing their job, then maybe we will lock you up. And then, of course, Gavin Newsom turned that into what I guarantee you is going to be a fundraising reach out probably today. And it will be part of his campaign for president for the leftists who think what's happening in L.A. right now is great. Now, the rest of us should look at it as a reminder of what will happen if someone like an Abigail Spamberger, who is all on board with this nonsense, all on board with it, if she were to be our governor, God help us. And then, of course, they asked President Trump. And President Trump said, hey, I like, you know, personally, Gavin Newsom's a nice guy. He's grossly incompetent, but he's a nice guy. Coming up at 5:05, Rob Chadwick joins us, retired from the FBI, an expert, an absolute expert in the role of federal law enforcement and tactical firearms and responses to things like this. He'll be with us at 5:05. 4:55, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.